Hello, my friends. This is Paul Drockton. I'm your host, and this is True Religion Radio. And today, we're going to talk about you, because you need to understand that you are a piece of divinity, or a piece of God, literally. And remember, back in the beginning, before we took on a material body, even a spiritual body, which is also a matter, we were pure intelligence, which is light and truth. Now, the long story short is that we existed before we became spirits, and we will exist after this life is over. We're eternal, just like God is eternal. And remember, God is just trying to bring out the best in all of us. And this is the whole purpose for mortality. Now, we know that free agency has always been a part of God's plan. He does nothing except we agree to it. And full disclosure, he tells us. He told us everything that we would need to go through in mortality if we wanted to achieve a certain level of glory. And we agreed to it. And salvation is a gift from the atonement of Jesus Christ for, I would say, 99% of mankind. And that 1%, they have no light in them. They've never had any light in them. But they're permitted to come down into mortality simply so that basically they can work to create the illusion of truth. So to literally create Satan's kingdom of lies, so to speak. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means this, that kernel, that spark of divinity, that intelligence that resides inside of you is eventually going to perfect who you really are. And you will become who you really are. And as I stated before, don't get mad at God for mortality. Our mortality, no matter how miserable you think it is nothing compared to what the Savior went through. I mean, look at him. Here is God. He healed their sick. He basically caused their blind to see. He caused the leper to be healed. He raised the dead. I mean, he fed the multitudes, right? What else could he have done? Cast out their demons? What else could he have done? See, that's the thing. People say, well, if God would, you know, take this misery and pain away from me, well, then, you know, I definitely would worship him and only him. And that's a lie, my friends. You will worship who you will worship until you have the faith to worship God. It's just that simple. And faith is a gift from God that comes to those that truly desire to know him and to know his son. Now, in the scriptures, we know that Jesus Christ, after doing all these wonderful miracles, he was basically taken before the high priest, Caiaphas, and basically before Herod. They mocked him, they spit on him, they slapped him around, and then afterwards, he was turned over to the Romans, who put a crown of thorns upon his head, and basically gave him a thrashing with a whip that literally tore the skin off, and the suffering was immense. I can't even begin to describe it. And prior to this, he went into the Garden of Gethsemane, where he had all of our sins, all of our wrong choices, they were laid on his back. He suffered for all of us, and he could do this for the simple reason that he was God. He was Emmanuel, God with us. So here we have Jesus Christ suffering for all. You and I, we can't even come close to understanding how much he suffered. We can't even come close to understanding how much others suffer, right? Unless we've been through it ourselves. So how great is our God? Well, he suffered so that almost 99% of us can be redeemed in some form. So we can enjoy some form of glory. Now, the scriptures are very clear. They state that those of us that truly follow God, which means we truly follow Christ with a fullness of heart, holding nothing back, putting everything we have on the altar, right? We are heirs of glory, his glory. We literally will share with him and all the things that the Father had given to him. In other words, we will become joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Does that mean we're going to ever be as... No, we're never going to be as intelligent as he is. He's always going to be smarter than us. He's always going to have more glory. It's okay. But we are promised a celestial resurrection. It's right there in the Bible, which is likened unto the glory of the sun. And think of the joy and think of the happiness and think about literally being able to live with Jesus Christ for eternity and people just like him. And I can tell you right now that that is the goal for all of us. And we make that choice. You choose that. There isn't anything in this world that can stop you from achieving that glory if that's what you really want. You just have to be willing to pay the price that's required, which is everything. Everything on the altar for him. That simple. Now, for those that are honorable men of the world, but still afraid to make that commitment and want to keep one foot in the world and one foot, you know, on the good side of God, they receive what's called a terrestrial resurrection, terrestrial, which means their glory in the eternities is likened unto the moon. Now compare the sun to the moon, and that's the difference between the kingdom of God and the terrestrial world. They still have a glory beyond description, but they could have had more if they had chosen more, but there's a price to be paid. Jesus Christ said, unto what shall I liken the kingdom of God? Behold, it's likened unto a man who, having found a pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had, that he might obtain it. In other words, everything has to go on the altar if you truly, truly, truly want to live with the Savior through eternity. Okay, so what about those that are overcome by the world? Those that basically lie, cheat, steal, murder, because they don't have any faith. Remember what Jesus said. He said, consider the birds of the air, right? And how your Father provides for them. Think not for food. Think not for raiment. For God knows you have these things, and he'll provide them for you if ye are not of little faith. So, in other words, if you exercise faith, our God is a God of miracles, and he will provide for you. And in his own way. And that can be through opportunities, it can be through other people, it can come from numerous different sources, but in the end, this all belongs to him. And if God were to command a bag of groceries to appear on your front steps tomorrow morning, it would be done. If he were to command someone to turn over the keys to a grocery store to you tomorrow morning, it would be done. Long story short, is one of Satan's greatest lies is that you can't get through life without lying, cheating, stealing and hurting other people. For those that buy into that doctrine and don't repent, meaning they don't go to the Lord and say, look, I've committed all these sins. Will you please forgive me and have a contrite, broken heart, contrite spirit, and are willing to endure whatever the penalty is in this life, right? To purify them so they can get to a higher glory. Well, those individuals, when they die, they're the ones that are going to be thrust down to hell, and they have to be. Because remember, the Lord doesn't want to destroy people. He wants to redeem them. But he can't redeem people in their filthiness. They're going to have to pay the price for their sins because he couldn't pay the full price. They wouldn't let him. They literally chose not to go to him. And so they have to pay whatever penalty that they agreed with the Lord. Before they even came to this life, they signed a contract. And then that contract, they said, I'll go through this experience, that experience, that experience. And if I come to you, I'll get through it successfully. If not, then I'm going to have to pay the price. That, my friends, is hell. And that's where the ungodly go until they are cleansed from all iniquity. And then they can receive a celestial glory, a celestial body, which is likened unto the stars in the sky, each star having its own glory, differing from one another, right, in glory. The choice is ours. So what about the rest? Well, the scriptures say that they'll receive what they can receive, but they're not going to receive a kingdom of glory, and they will be cast out. Satan and his minions, which really refused every law the Lord gave to them, can't receive a kingdom of glory because they already rejected the laws. They're not willing to live the law of that kingdom. So if God were to place them even in a celestial kingdom, they would be still who they are right now. Remember, they lived in heaven with God. They're not going to change. They're cast out. They're sons of perdition, which means total loss. We make our choices where we're going to end up, my friends. It's up to you. This is Paul Drockton. God bless. Have a great day.